God, there's a film one I've recorded tomorrow night. Tomorrow, I have to watch it in daylight. It's one of these black and white films. It's called, I've forgotten.
Sounds amazing.
Talking Pictures have given it 5 stars. It's 4 different sort of horror stories, but the last one is the worst of all. It's got a ventriloquist dummy in it, which, honestly, it's horrible.
Have you got a weird phobia of them?
Yeah, no. Well, no, this ventriloquist dummy speaks. It's the live.
Oh, my God.
Let me find this picture here.
I'm excited about that restaurant, Mum.
It's called Dead of Night.
Right, cool. I'm glad about that restaurant.
Let me find...
Are you not listening?
John, how do I get rid of... How do I get rid of this here?
I don't know. I can't see... I'm not in frack.
Well, I've got half a screen here. How do I make you come back?
Press the... Fucking hell.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, that's shit. I'm just showing you the bedroom. I'm wrapping my Christmas presents. It's like somebody's thrown a hand grenade.
Why aren't you doing that in the conservatory?
Well, a good comment. I have to take... You see, it's like a sort of department store here. Hang on, Flip. It's like a department store. I sort of dip into stuff. Mm. So, I've only done 2. Ellie's come up with me, haven't you, baby? And I'm listening to my Christmas playlist.
What's on your Christmas playlist?
Well, it's... it's fabulous. Just shit, really, I suppose. Let me just get comfy here. Right, this is nice. Back to the old face.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's been a while since I've seen your face on one of these.
Yeah, I know, what a treat. Looking pretty grim. Why do I look so hideous? Is it because I am hideous? Now then, John, today, the top of the agenda is... want to close my Netflix account.
Oh, what?
Well, I'm not being funny, John. It's not like you're on your uppers, and I'm paying £10 a month for
this.
I never watch it.
Yeah.
Carol told me she only pays £5.99. Why am I paying £9.99?
She'll get the basic package.
Yeah, but what package am I on?
So she'll have like standard definition.
Oh.
Which, that means something to me.
I mean, I don't mind, John, but at the end of the day, I'm paying £120 a year for this, and I never watch it.
All right, okay, get rid of it.
Well, can you not get a deal with them?
No.
You know how soft I am, John. I'll end up keeping it.
No, get rid of it.
Yeah, but you want me to watch it then?
That's the point I was making.
Yeah, I know, but who else logs onto my account, you know?
It's just me.
Well, go on. When we finish this call, have a look what sort of deal you can get.
It'll be £10.99, Mum.
£10.99?
Whatever deal you've got, I'll pay.
Why can't I have the five? Why do we have to be paying for high definition?
Because that means something to people of my demographic.
Well, you know, I have my Facebook. Let me turn this off. I have this Facebook page. Well, the thing is, I admit... I am a face bull where the white switch is concerned. I always tell people I go there, I always recommend it, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, just recently, the whole TripAdvisor and my Facebook page has been taken up with comments about sunbeds in that can't get any. It was bad when I was there in September. I told you, didn't I, about that woman, that bloke said, Jason Statham's just had his sunbed nicked. She went... Anyway, whatever. So, I contacted the White Suite. Get back. Jason Statham's just taken me Sunday. I contacted the White Suite and I sent them a shot of what somebody had put on my Facebook page, expecting, we're really sorry. They waded into me. We don't expect you to be sort of fermenting trouble, yeah. I'm stunned.
That's a risky business strategy because they're basically risking 2/3 of their turnover.
Anyway, I was really bothered about this, and the lady that used to be in charge of, what's the word I'm looking for, sort of customer liaison there, she sent me a personal email when she left saying she's going to miss seeing me and blah, blah, blah. So I have got her email address. So I nearly contacted her to tell her that I was not impressed with the way they'd handled this. They sort of accused me of shit-stirring. I said to them, I'm trying to tell you what's going on. You know what I mean? I said, there's nobody that promotes your hotel more than me. Anyway, I thought, fuck this. I thought, I'm going to have them when I get there. So,
have you been there since?
No, not since this. But the main problem I had, which was concerning me, and it really was concerning me, because I thought, geez, I'm going to have to find another hotel if they don't respond, is that I always message them before I go, asking for a specific room. Anyway.
They'll put you by the bins.
Yeah, exactly. So when all this trouble kicked off with regard to the sunbeds, this massive message, which I'll show you when I see you at Christmas, was there. And I just put, I've considered myself reprimanded. And then they jumped in then, you see. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, I messaged them last week and I thought, here we go, I'll see what comes of this. I said, oh, hi, really looking forward to seeing you, blah, blah. I usually have a room around this area. Hope you can... Anyway, that the response was arse-licking in the extreme. Mm. Can't wait to see you, Kath, blah, blah. So, but if I don't get a room that I've asked for, look out. And I mean look out. Be like a tsunami coming your way. Oh, John, I want you... you know, I asked you for that... did you like that joke I sent you? Did you think it was funny?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Yeah. You know, I sent you that request for some croissants.
Yeah, right? What?
I don't want to be carrying Ellie's dog food down, so can you get 3 tins of some nice dog food?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Somebody else said they thought she'd lost weight yesterday. I said, why isn't somebody telling me I've lost weight? They just looked at me and went, because you haven't. Yeah, you're just like a fat hag. So I want you to get me some croissants and dog food. Then I don't have to carry that down with me.
Croissants and dog food, that's...
tasty. Now, really, you know Mum's favourite word, mithered. There's this bloke supposed to be coming on Monday night. I've texted him, no reply.
Bloke?
A new lodger.
Mm.
Now, if he doesn't turn up, I'm going to be gutted and livid at the same time, because I've kept this room for him for a month. Maybe some people don't have the phone strapped to their arses like I do, but he's supposed to be coming on Monday. I might get a text from him later, but he's paying for my bloody cruise. I'm going to be livid if he doesn't
fund. That's why, isn't it? Because he's funding
your... No, it is, John. It's no, I don't do it for the fun of it.
Yeah.
I've got... I booked a cruise for 2023 the other day. Let me see who this is. Hang on. Yeah. Could I drop a key off? Yeah, whatever. You know, have I told you this is moving in next door?
What?
No, the dog bitch next door. She's done a runner. So
the dog bitch?
Well, that's what I... It's had that dog that was barking all the time. Anyway, so is moving in.
But really? That's going to be a bit intense.
Is it?
Oh, just having a next door.
Yeah, but at least I know who it is instead of... I mean, the mind boggles. They don't give a toss who they get moving in, because they don't have to live next door.
Is it
Yeah, shit. Anyway, so... But Anne said the same. She's been looking ever since I've known her to move to Freck. I have sorted her a place out on a plate. Lovely told me that her son, who's an utter deadleg, had told them the other day that she was having second thoughts because there was no outside light. I said, can you do us a favour? I said, can you stop listening to that halfway?
Mm.
I said, just speak to anyway. I give a rocket. I said, do you want to speak to your son? I said, there's somebody waiting to jump into this house. And I said, your son's told me you're giving back word. I said, maybe he's frightened, he might have to help
you. She's having second thoughts because there's no light outside.
Yeah.
Well, you can install
it. A deal breaker. In fact, the deal's broken. God, I can't.
Yeah, you do look a bit shit at the minute, then.
I know, but I'm trying to get in a position where I don't... Hey, I've just sat on this in my bed.
Christ!
This is under my pillow.
What is that?
It's a big, like a scimitar. It's great.
What have you got that knife under your pillow?
I hear somebody coming up the stairs. I just put my hand down.
Surely you have it under your bed, not under your pillow, because you rely on it in the night.
No, it's under the pillow next to me. I just get hold of it if I hear any strange noises, because I just go... Did you want a hanky? Sorry.
I come home to surprise you, I end up with my throat slit.
Does it say dogs?
Yeah, dogs welcome.
Honestly?
Yeah.
And you booked us in for one?
I'm just waiting for the catch. Booking complete for two people on 25th of December 2021 at 1 p.m.
Right. I mean, there's a couple of things. You know what I'm like. I might just say to them, well, I don't eat this, can you that? And I'm sure they can.
What was on the menu that you couldn't eat?
Right, okay. Oh, you're still there, aren't you?
Yeah.
Right, hang on. God, John, you know what a bloody eater I am. I'll tell you what was on the menu. Right, here we go.
Turkey.
Oh, yeah, turkey. Reject. Where's it gone?
You tech whiz.
Hey, it's not funny. This is depressing. Oh, I'm going to find it. What, can I do this while I'm talking to you?
Let's find out.
I read it out the other week to somebody.
You read out the menu of a restaurant.
Yeah, it'd be like
on. That scintillating chat, Mum.
Yeah, hang on, I wonder if it's on this. I wonder if it's on my phone. Don't go, whatever you do.
Hang on, Mum, let me do this. Let me get the menu up, because it'll take you about 2 weeks.
No, it won't.
I bet, I've already found it, Mum.
Oh, go on then. Here it is, I've got it.
Firstly, the menu you'll be looking at won't be the Christmas menu.
Yeah, but I've got the Christmas Day menu.
Oh, right, okay.
It says Christmas Day, right?
Right, that'll be a clue.
More annoyed as to why.
Smoked salmon pate.
I could probably manage that smoked salmon pate.
So it's got turkey.
And then the turkey. But I don't like the...
Well, this looks great.
Oh, yeah, I can have the Christmas...
You'd have that salmon pate, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would.
You'd have turkey.
Well, I won't have the soup, but that doesn't matter, because I don't want to be over full. Where are you? Come back to me.
I'm looking at the menu, but I can't wait for this.
Yeah, so that's nice. It'll be lovely. When I finish calling, speaking to you, I'm going to phone them and just, not read the riot tag, but I'm just going to say my son's just paid for Christmas Day and we're bringing a dog. We don't want any bombshells. When we walk,
don't say, just confirm. Yes. Confirm the booking and say we're bringing a dog. That's it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. I'll tell you where I'd like to go again, that gridiron or whatever, it's stage iron or something.
Come on, you can do it. The gridlock.
Flat iron!
Yay! The gridlock, you want to call it.
Can we go there, Boxing Day? But I bet it's not dog friendly, is it?
I doubt it. They play Whacker on the grill.
Oliver.
Maybe if, I don't know if he sat outside. I don't know.
We need to give him a small bag for overnight at his house, which I don't want to be carrying around with me on Christmas Day. Do you know what I mean? Because when we're staying at his house on Christmas Day, aren't we?
Yeah, I think so.
So what I'm saying is, you know, like change your knickers. Some toiletries, shit like that. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's what I tend to do when I stay at somewhere. Yeah, no, I pack things.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to be walking around London on Christmas Day
right.
Carrying an overnight bag.
Okay, I see. All right,
so
see
we'll have
problem.
A nice walk with Ellie. Unfortunately, she can't talk. She can't tell us.
Can she not?
No, she can't say I'm tired, but, you know.
She'll be fine, Mum. You're overdoing that.
Yeah, I know. I'm a little baby. Have I told you about the coach and horses?
You might need to be a little bit more specific than that.
No, about the landlord being found guilty of sexual assault.
Oh, no, you haven't mentioned that. You're local. So you just go to really high, you know, high-end places.
I like him.
What, the guy is the sexual... Yeah.
He's not raped some 12-year-old, John.
That's all right, then.
No, there's different levels of sexual assault. Anyway,
some are all right.
Some are okay. No. Anyway, he was found guilty last week at Preston County Court. He's got community service. He's been put on the sex offenders register, which is life-changing, isn't it, really?
It's life-changing. I guess. I guess it would have an impact on your life.
He's lost his job. It's a coach.
Everyone in Freck is on some sort of list.
Except me. I'm on alcohol.
You're on the White Sweets red list.
He's a candidate for topping himself, this bloke.
Oh.
No, seriously, John. You're on the sex offenders register. How are you supposed to get another job?
Yeah.
And she, for some reason, was the licensee. She's had her name taken off, so the place is bloody boarded up.
So where do you go now?
Well, I went to the ship on Thursday.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to the Plough this Tuesday. There's about seven of us going. So I've got, in December, I go to the White Sweets next Thursday, not this Thursday, the one after. Then I go to, I'm frantically trying to get somebody to go to the Sands with me, but I'm struggling there.
Put some out on Facebook so people will be queuing up to go away with you on that.
Weirdos, yeah. I'm going with the Cruise Boys to the Grapes at Ray Green. On Tuesday, Chippy Club is moving to the Plough.
A change of location.
Change of location. Wednesday, Ellie's at the vets for her annual jab.
How are you feeling after you... go on.
No, and guess who's coming to see me on Sunday? I've forgotten her name. Oh, John, will you do me a favour? I've just remembered. My friend...
Is she the one who's about 95 years old?
9,000. She came round last Sunday. Yeah, and I told her to bring her iPad and her credit card. And I tried to... And I opened her...
You cleaned her out.
I've cleaned her out. It's so easy. Anyway, I managed to open her account on QVC.
That's the worst punishment.
On Marks and Spencer's. But we couldn't open her account on Amazon. Now, the reason we couldn't, and I'm looking for your help here.
Oh, it's because she's already got one. Yeah, you called me up on Sunday, you know.
Oh, shit, yeah.
You've already had this chat.
Oh, sorry, John. And I was sober as well. The thing is, what we need is somebody whose phone number isn't linked to Amazon. Is this you?
What?
I tried to contact Amazon, but her phone numbers don't exist.
You wanted to phone Jeff Bezos and see what was happening.
Yeah, Jeff, are you available for a chat?
So what's been the meal scene this week?
The meal scene? Oh, Monday, Tuesday, Chippy Club.
Right.
Excellent. We went to Dizzy Ducks in Ray Green.
Dizzy Ducks?
Dizzy Ducks.
What the fuck is that?
Right. You're approaching the crossroads in Ray Green, and on your right is the Grapes, yeah?
Yeah.
Through, and on your immediate left, there's some little cafes.
Huh? Right, must be so me.
We had a really good time. There were seven of us.
How did you get there? Did you drive?
Yeah, bizarrely.
God. What was the turnout? What, 20, 30,000?
Seven of us. It was really good. I had a pot of tea, and then I had the... what do you call it? Ploughman's with no cheese.
You had a Ploughman's lunch with no cheese.
I said, can you hold the cheese?
So what is that, just a salad?
No, let me tell you. So I got that with extra ham instead.
Right.
And it came with a homemade hot sausage roll.
Ooh.
Which was delicious. So a really nice bloomer bread thing and old chutneys and stuff. Oh, and then three people had ordered a side order of chips. Which were cooked in a chip pan.
Oh, brilliant.
Proper chips, John.
Yeah.
Absolutely lovely.
Good.
Cost about £10. Everybody had smoked salmon, avocado stuff. but no, I tried to go again on Monday with the Cruise Boys. Bloody shut Monday.
Oh.
So I'm not going. So I'm going out for Christmas dinner with Anthony.
Christmas dinner?
Well, not on... Yeah, on the... Thursday or something in December. That's at the ship. And then we've got the big one, the big Chippy Club meal. 12 of us, 1 o'clock, Wednesday the 15th, I think, on the round table upstairs.
That's not the Godfather.
Party hats and everything. Yeah, so that'll be good. We're all dressing up.
So where have you been this week with the coach and horses being boarded up?
Well, to be honest, John, I'm trying to cut back a bit. I'm spending too much money on going out. Can you believe I've ever said that?
God.
But some weeks, I mean, the week before I went on the cruise, told me not to leave the house because of COVID. I must have saved 100 quid not going out for lunch.
Yeah.
Because I cancelled about four meals. So then the biggie on the Wednesday, the that's all prepaid. And then on the Saturday night's my party, there's 20 plus people coming to that. Jesus Christ.
God, you have to get a stadium.
Yeah. And then that's about it. And then I come down to you, then I come back. Oh, John.
So is that your Christmas party that you just said then?
No, that's on the Saturday.
How many people are going to that?
11th. 20 odd.
Oof.
There's a lot of people coming to that. And then on the 30th of December, I go to the White Suites for New Year.
You're going for New Year? I forgot about that. So you're going to go with a chainsaw and...
I made that up. The Sands.
The Sands.
The Sands.
Now you can see why I was so shocked.
Yeah.
I thought that was a bit of a departure. You're going to Lanzarote for New Year.
Sands. It's too expensive.
Still, I didn't realise you were going to the Sands for New Year.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Who are you going with? The big boys.
The big boys. Carol's driving. Might get a tranquilizer for us. So, I should have sent you a picture of this slow cooker full of stew and dumplings on it. I'm just going to get a spoon and go in it later.
Hang on, it's just you there. So you're just having a pile of stew and dumplings?
No, I've decanted it into four meals.
And you're going to plate them up and eat them all?
Yeah, and eat them all at once. That's great.
So hang on. What was all that shit you sent me yesterday? Those cakes?
Oh, I made those as well. Fudge pieces in and then Cadbury's fudge icing on top.
There was about 50 of them.
Yeah, well, I think I've eaten them. No, I've only had one. All right. Me and Ellie had a little bit as well.
I was saying I was excited about that restaurant.
Yeah, so am I.
Really? No, I'm just relieved it's sorted and it's a nice... I thought we were going to end up in like a Wetherspoons.
Did I tell you I went to a Wetherspoons in Scarborough?
Yeah.
I'm not...
I bet you like them, don't you?
Well, as we approached, some dosser stumbled out into the street with a fag on. It was like a horror film. And I said to the person, I can't go in here.
Seen in here.
I couldn't possibly... But as we walked round, there was like another entrance, which was a bit posher, so we went in.
You went straight in.
No, we were... Seriously, we were... Bizarrely, we were struggling to find somewhere to eat. So I said, come on, we'll go in. And I'm not kidding, of all the meals I had in Scarborough, it might have been the best.
Christ.
I had freshly battered fish.
Bullshit.
And you could tell, John, it had been battered, it wasn't out of the box. Chips, mushy peas and a cup of tea or something. It was like £6. And hey, we went in one chippy another day for our lunch.
So you chippy club... moved. It was like a special where everyone goes
on tour,
that's it.
In Scarborough. So we went in this other chippy on the seafront and there's this fat hag at the next table, right? And one of the meals on offer was, you know, everything had the word gigantic in front of it. Fish, chips, mushy peas, and a side order of a foot long battered sausage. And she had it. A foot-long battered sausage. I can't believe it. A foot-long battered sausage. I'd have to kill myself if I ever ate anything like that. I had a pensioner's portion. You know the buses... Well, no, it's years since you've been, but the buses go up and down the front all day and we always jump on and off and that. Anyway, we've been there quite a while and I said, Christ, I think the buses have stopped running for winter. Anyway, we were sat in that Taylor's bar. I went, a bus! Death... Thought I was like, something awful. It was my carer. She sort of like tapped my hand. Yes, she said, yes, a bus. We'll get on one in a minute. I didn't stop laughing for about half an hour. Hilarious. Yeah, it is a laugh. Anyway, I'm going to Scarborough with you on next year. You come in, I'm making you.
Now let's go to Cornwall.
Yeah, I know, it's getting there, John. It's a hell of a journey.
Let's have a look. So you can get, just FYI.
You can get a what?
I think, So let's have a look. Trains.
Are these from Preston?
Yeah.
Hey, look. Five
changes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Done deal. Book it now.
Yeah, £204. I booked it. You, we're going.
Fabulous. Well, as I said, I'd only wrapped two presents up then when you phoned, so I'm going to get back to this travesty that is my bedroom. Otherwise, I won't be able to get into bed tonight. I think I'll go downstairs and have some stew and dumplings. I'll have a little break. And a gin and lemonade.
Mm.
So, yeah. Right, sweetheart, I'm going to phone that restaurant place up.
Just confirm the booking. Don't be like, you wankers.
Yeah. I'm going to say, look, this is a deal breaker here. So it says dog friendly. We don't want to get there Christmas Day and start punching. all right, sweets. I'm really excited we've done that.
All right, mum.
All right, love you. Really Bye. Look forward to speaking to you at the weekends, John.
Yeah, we're back at now, so
yeah,
all right, see you, mum.
All right, bye.